Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racer consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Oklahoma walked into a courthouse bottomless on a dare. And he was promptly arrested.
I hope he's not shocked.
Right. You walked into a courthouse exposing yourself.
Tons of police officers.
Dares just aren't worth it. You can say, I dare you to do it, but like, that's a stupid dare.
You got to phrase it that he went in without pants on. Did you say bottomless? I start thinking fries.
He sounds good enough to eat.
Right? Like bottomless refills? Like, bottomless is like a fun term.
See, in my restaurant, if we say bottomless fries, every time you get fries, the waiter is not wearing pants.
Yeah, why is that?
Why is what? Why is that bottomless?
Yeah, like topless, I get it. She's not wearing a top.
Right.
But if you say something's bottomless, I associate it with food or beverage.
Fries. You want fries?
Maybe I'm just a chubby
mimosas.
Bottomless strip club.
All I know is Porky Pig can't go into a courthouse.
That's a good point.
So either can Winnie the Pooh.
Donald Duck. Yogi Bear.
All of which cannot defend themselves in court.
Mm-hmm. Because they refuse to put on pants.
Yogi Bear's the biggest offender. He just goes in with a tie like he's some high-looking guy.
Hey, boo-boo.
A new study found the states where you're rich making less than $100,000.
Yeah, so the 10 worst economic states in the United States.
West Virginia.
Alabama. Kentucky's probably on the list.
Including Iowa. Wish I was working on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't have to.
Ooh,
we know. If it's at the bottom of anything on those state lists, those probably are going to be the 10 consistent states all the time. West Virginia's always in there.
Right. I mean, I know the states they're not.
Right, exactly.
California.
Hawaii.
Right.
New York.
Those are the states where as long as you don't have debt, you're rich.
If you don't have debt, you're doing just fine.
That's right.
In any state.
A new study found that you're most likely to have a heart attack in the afternoon. Up until now, everyone thought they were most likely in the morning.
That's because everyone said it's most likely in the morning.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Let's just say you're at risk of a heart attack all the damn time.
If we know when heart attacks are coming, can we defend it?
Just go take a nap. That's why I take a siesta.
That's right. Okay. We're dedicating money to this.
I know.
Here's a ranking of all the states from best place to retire to the worst.
The best place to retire to, it's the exact opposite of the other list you're
talking
about.
Also depends on tax laws.
Probably.
So that goes into it. I know
is that
people,
just a money deal, or is that like weather, too?
I'll tell you what I know, Ted. It's the states from the best place to retire to the worst.
So, in other words, I own a piece of property anywhere. The property tax might be ridiculous. So even though I paid for my home, still pay $1,000 a month, whatever, just in property taxes. Where if you go to Delaware, it's like, give me a dollar.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, go to South Carolina, it's like, give me $3. And we're even. So a lot of it has to do with that stuff, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I would think part of it, too, just would depend on where you're retiring.
Sure. Surrounding area,
that's
I think, would
help,
have to factor
right?
into it, too. I mean, there's plenty of places that you can get a cheap house with low property tax, but there's just nothing around there.
Right, but I mean, there's also a reason Florida and Arizona are so popular for senior citizens.
Absolutely.
Sure. People get cold. And honestly, their blood.
You're right.
Old people get cold.
They don't want to shovel anymore. You will hear this from
their
mouth.
They have thinner blood, too, right?
I get cold. Mm-hmm.
They're like a reptile.
That's why my grandparents always flew south to Reno for the winter.
You rarely hear of anyone leaving, say, for Michigan when the wintertime starts.
Right. Going back home.
The retro revival trend.
Mike, you don't want to go to Reno for the winter, dog. I've been down there and seen snow.
I kid you not, man. That was my grandparents' tradition. They would fly down to Reno for the winter.
Ted's just laughing at him, like, oh, you fooled.
He gets cold in that part of the
house. Tell me more.
The retro revival trend has moved over to cars. Lots of brands at the Detroit Auto Show revealed that they're bringing back nostalgic models like the Toyota Supra.
Mm-hmm. The
Ford Bronco.
Oh,
no, Gino's got a Bronco.
The Honda Passport.
All right.
And the Chevy Trailblazer. My mom loved her Trailblazer.
That's a full-size truck, right?
SUV.
Okay.
Still a good car.
I think the Trailblazer was like one of the first SUVs.
Might have been.
That's why they called it a Trailblazer.
My mom had one of the last Trailblazers, I should say.
They call it a Passport. You can drive straight over the border. They don't even stop you.
Well, it's kind of dumb to stop the production of cars that people like.
You know, I heard you like these.
We were talking about the Prelude earlier. Like, no, stop making it.
Quinn.
People seem to like it.
Right, exactly. What the hell's up with that?
An animal rights charity in South Korea has been accused of killing over 200 dogs to make sure they keep getting donations.
That's solutions.
I don't know how that works.
It's called We Make Money. You're obviously not spending it on what you say the cause is, so...
Mm-hmm. I don't get how that's supposed to get them more donations that they're going out killing dogs. Obviously...
Well, you're not telling people you're killing dogs.
But I thought it was like a give us money or we'll kill these dogs.
Right? I don't know
Sarah McLachlan technique.
Yeah, they don't tell people they're gassing all the Canadian geese here either.
Right, but what I'm saying is I don't understand how them killing dogs gets them more donation. Can they, like, film the killing and saying, this is happening, give us money
to stop
it?
But now I can tell you, hey, man, 2,000 dogs died in the last year because they were not adopted. And I'm not lying to you at that point.
And just our shelter alone.
I didn't tell you that I killed 2,000 dogs.
I have first-hand knowledge of
God, SPCA used to be famous. In Virginia, they just find dumpsters full of dead animals they euthanize.
This was the SPCA, and I remember this man in Virginia. And they're like, should we have not done that?
We should have put them in bags and dumped it somewhere else.
An Eagles fan was apparently so upset when they lost in the playoffs that she attacked her girlfriend and put her dog in the microwave.
Oh my God!
Good Jesus. God!
Luckily, she didn't turn it on. The dog's
Jesus.
Okay. That was almost going to be a man versus beast, but she didn't turn it on.
Yeah.
I can't believe you even got to the step where you put the dog in the microwave.
Right at one point,
you put him down for it.
Pebbles is good. I mean, you know it has to be a tiny dog.
Should have been Wentz.
Right. No, sure, no.
Yeah, right. An inmate out of prison in Nashville continued to insist he wasn't hiding contraband this month, even after cops saw a bag of drugs dangling from his rear.
That's
dude,
awesome.
You got drugs in your butt. Quit telling me you don't have drugs.
I can see the drugs hanging out of your butt. I hope it was crack.
Oh, no.
Drug butt.
Hey, drug butt.
He probably had the most popular butt in that jail.
It depends.
A woman just...
And also, how much stuff have you been hiding in there that it won't even stay up there? I mean, it seems like that safe should close.
It's so loose now.
Oh, that is awful.
His swivel doors are just a little bit too loose there.
I used to smoke a Pringles.
That guy hasn't sat down. He has to sit down to fart.
Oh, every time. He doesn't fart. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He goes to the toilet and sees what happens.
He blows smoke rings.
A woman just posted on Reddit about her new policy for her boyfriend who always stays out super late. She's going to fine him $50 every time he comes home after 4 a.m.
I can't imagine why he'd want to stay out.
I want to know where this is. Because
on Reddit, Ted.
I know, but I'm just saying, 4 a.m. is late. Like,
right?
That's really... And then it said, yeah, sometimes he goes out at midnight. I'm like, outside of New York City, what other city do people party that late consistently?
Yeah, Vegas.
The consensus on Reddit is it seems like their relationship has some serious issues.
You don't say.
Yeah, that one seems odd. Plus, like, she used to be the drinker, now he's staying out till 4. I disrespect this guy.
Sounds like they're spending time together, and he's like, I'd rather be out.
Would you want your ashes pressed into a vinyl record?
Yes, sure. I would. Absolutely, because it's a practical use.
No, I wouldn't.
Right? According to a survey, 1 out of 4 people under 25 says yes.
I'd do it. I mean, it doesn't matter to me what you do with my body when I'm dead, man.
About half of them want their ashes made into a diamond. How is that practical, Miles? People really aren't listening to vinyl near as much as they say they are.
But it'll go to the person who does.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to it almost every night.
And every time you put it on, it'll say, I'm dead.
Right? I mean, what album are you going to be pressed into there, Miles?
Dead.
You can have it pressed into any album you want. That's the cool part about it.
I pick something I hate, like Barbara Streisand's goddamn Christmas album.
You can make a mixtape if you wanted to, just to leave people with crap music.
I want you to have a single of Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy, print your ashes onto that, and then we'll just sell that.
I'd call my album Kiss My Ashes.
I just don't know if I want somebody's ashes in like a song I like. Now every time I hear that song, I have to think about their death.
Right?
Yeah, that's why I do it.
Don't scratch it. Those are particles, man.
I don't know where I want my ashes.
A teenager in Ohio called 911, and you'll never believe the reason why.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Take it, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steve Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Yes, indeed, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hola. Thank you for welcoming me. You understand how this here game is played?
Say again?
You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I do.
All right, fantastic. Here is your story. As the story reads, they'd only been married for just 2 weeks when the late-night trip to a Popeye's chicken restaurant changed everything. The newlyweds weren't there for fried chicken. Oh, no. Instead, the husband and wife were there to buy drugs, but they were robbed at gunpoint, shots were exchanged, and when the gunfire ended, the wife, who's also a mother of three, was dead. Her spouse was shot 7 times. He was critically injured. Now, the incident occurred back in October, but now the husband has been charged with murder and his wife's death. It's kind of confusing here. The following day after the murder, a 19-year-old dude, he was arrested and charged with murder. According to investigators, the husband is responsible for killing his wife. He's now one of 3 men charged with murder. Apparently, somehow in this gunfight, as everyone's just firing their guns at each other, he's the one who shot the wife. But the initial guy they fired and a third suspect, they're believed to be in a gang with the intent of just wanting to sell the drugs. But they're saying when the drug deal happened, something went wrong with the husband. Apparently, the husband drew his weapon, and in the parking lot of Popeye's Chicken, everybody started shooting. Apparently, he shot his own wife. Anyway, do you believe that the couple that went to Popeye's to buy drugs is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Okay, where did it happen, did you say?
Oh, crap. Let me look. DeKalb County... In Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Ted, what do you think?
Did you say what kind of drugs they were buying at this Popeye's?
No, did not say what kind of drugs. But they were not there to buy a Popeye's chicken, which kind of a waste.
Well, you know what? Well, then maybe they're white.
See, I'm going to go with white, too. That was my gut instinct, was white.
Yeah. You said it was gang-related?
They believe, not the couple that was gunned down, but the other two guys involved selling the drugs, they believe they were in a gang, yes.
Hmm. Right.
Okay, you want to stick with white finance?
They didn't buy chicken. They didn't go there for chicken.
No, they did not go for chicken.
Yeah.
You sticking with white, Wes?
I think it was white.
Okay.
Definitely white.
We're going to find out if the couple was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, we headed to Georgia. Kind of a weird case there into Popeye's, where a married couple, they've only been married for a couple weeks. They went to Popeye's parking lot to buy drugs off 3 guys that I guess were supposed gang members. Husband gets into it with the 3 gentlemen. He accidentally shoots and kills his own wife.
Well, everyone started shooting at each other, so they realized the bullet that killed his wife came from his gun.
Okay. Wes, on the black, white, Mexi, or Asian, he went white.
That is correct.
You went white.
You just feel it in your gut. You feel it in your gut.
Feel it in my
gut. You are correct.
Was very adamant about the fact that they did not go inside and get the chicken.
Hey, there's a reason I kept bringing up Popeyes. Yeah. Three off the trail, man.
Did they go get the chicken? No.
Just what? Drugs.
I know.
Even if I wasn't hungry and I went by Popeyes, I get at least a biscuit.
Oh, right. Yeah. If I'm there.
Popcorn, chicken, sure. Something.
Something, I mean, right? I'm saying, like, I got to get something. I'm here.
It's hard to go by a Popeyes and not turn around.
Because it's Popeyes. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Samuel L. Jackson. Some people call him Sam Jackson. Some people call him Mr. Jackson. Some people call him a bad MF-er. Either way, he's kind of famous for a lot of roles, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been in Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been in a bunch of Tarantino movies.
He was eaten by the shark in Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, great call. Mm. I always forget that, man. That's so awesome. Right, so he's done a ton of films, right? Sam Jackson, I want to say I read something the other day that said he might be the most bankable star worldwide.
Yeah, right.
With all these movies he's in, how much money they make. So he was doing an interview with Jimmy Fallon. So Jimmy Fallon asked him to name his top five characters that he's played. Okay. But he kind of, as you will listen to here, he kind of combines the Tarantino characters and obviously Jules from Pulp Fiction being one of the most famous.
Five, Nick Fury. Number four, can I combine like a couple guys?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, number five would be Ordell, Jules, and Steven from Django. Because they're all Quentin characters.
Oh, I see.
And they're all, like, cool, like, characters that have their own thing going for them. And I'd hate to, like, pull them apart, even with the major.
Jules, I mean, come on. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, Jules is like.
No, I can't.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that every week somebody wants to know if I know what a quarter pounder with cheese is like. A week goes by.
Do you have an answer for it yet or no?
Sometimes I just say no. And because that's the way the scene went in the movie, I always want to see how well they know the movie.
Wow.
So, and they go, you know what they call a quarter pound of cheese in France? I go, no, what?
That's right.
And then some people go, you know, they go, Royale with cheese. Or they go, come on, you know. And it's like, you don't know the movie. So, but I've had about four people actually continue and we actually do the scene together.
No way.
It's awesome. Okay, so next character after that.
I believe him.
Yeah.
So do I. But I love the way he cuts off Jimmy Fallon that quickly. Jimmy Fallon's like, ah, and he's like, so, all right, number three.
Right.
Yeah, just pretty awesome. If you want to see that whole interview, it's pretty good. It's up at the Men's Room Facebook page. You can check that out. Yeah, and I mean, that would be crazy to walk up to Samuel Jackson and actually do the whole scene with him.
Because I think he's one of those guys that's just so intimidating as a person and as characters and everything else that he would not seem to be the most approachable. So if you're going to break in, if you're going to go up and say like, oh, sorry, I'm going to get a picture with F you.
Right.
I mean, like, you got to have the right in to even be able to start a conversation
with. My man Mace Windu.
I'm with you. I don't think I'd probably approach him.
He would be the guy that I'd be like, you know what?
Leave him alone.
Let's leave Samuel Jackson alone. He's just traveling like we are.
He puts off that he doesn't really, like, I don't know if he is or not, but he kind of comes off that he's not super friendly.
Well, he's never played a role. He might be a quote unquote good guy, but he's never a nice guy.
Right. And then you add to the fact that whether or not he's a D or not, like if he yelled at you something mean, you'd be like, oh, it's Sam Jackson. That's cool.
Even the Capital One commercial, you feel like he's threatening you.
You just got to make up
what's
something.
What's in your wallet?
You just got to mess with
like, damn, Sam.
Man, get something in your wallet.
I loved you when you talked about the penguins in Shawshank, man.
I loved you in The Matrix.
Right, exactly.
Bat.
Have you seen that one?
What about Lawrence Fishburne? He's the guy now.
We know
the guy.
A friend of ours, Krista the sister, she acts sometimes, and she bumped into him, and it's hard to explain how she is as a human being, but I promise you, she means no harm, and she just, wherever the wind blows her is where she goes. So she's at a party. It's kind of an upscale thing, but I guess Lawrence Fishburne is there. Since she acts, she wants to say something to him, and just, like I said, if she walks up to him, she says, bouncing and all smiling, but she says, Larry, his response, it's Lawrence. And she's like, yeah, nothing good happened from that.
Nope.
It just started wrong.
Yeah, he's pretty serious in most of his roles, too.
Mm-hmm. Except Blackish.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that's him on there.
But even then, he's not nice. It's comedic, but he's not nice.
Yeah. I always just go back to the cinematic great Deep Cover. Him and Goldblum.
Oh. People love the Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
They do. People love all those guys. That's all those guys that we just named. They all, everybody likes them.
Miles, we oftentimes, you'll talk in the office about McConaughey.
McConaughey.
McConaughey, just how weird some of those commercials are.
Dude, okay, 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting in my house, and I'm pretty freaking high, and a commercial comes on for Lincoln, which is what McConaughey does. Here's the scene. Matthew McConaughey, at home, he invites a dinner party of people over to his house. Mm-hmm. Probably 10 or 12.
And it opens with him telling them a story.
Yeah, he's
a witty anecdote.
They're drinking champagne.
They're laughing.
Or
they're
wine.
Drinking.
They're at a big table. They're McConaughey's place. All of a sudden, McConaughey gets up and decides to leave. He's walking through an area and he walks by his pool table. He looks at his pool table. Everyone else continues on, but not McConaughey. He decides he's going to do one trick shot. So the one thing, other than put your drink on a pool table, rule of law when you're playing pool is you don't try any masse shots
right
on the table.
But it's his pool
for
table.
Fear of ripping the felt, because if you're not a pro, you know what I mean? That's not a shot you should probably try.
But this is McConaughey.
This is McConaughey.
He's a pro.
So McConaughey goes and hits this shot with masse that does like an S-turn. And then it hits this ball and it knocks in. And then McConaughey says, F the dinner party. F the people of my house. I'm going to get in my Lincoln car, my SUV, and drive the F away. So again, I'm at a party at my house, hosting with 10 people that I know. I accidentally walk by my pool table, decide to take one shot. That leads me on a road adventure, leaving all my dinner guests at home. And I'm looking at that commercial going, what the F was that, man? He just left everybody.
I don't do the director's cut of the commercial. When he comes home, they've robbed him.
I mean,
well, McConaughey is just, and he's gotten kind of stranger over the years. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, who's the dude?
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Right, like Jeff Bridges has just gotten slowly stranger over the year. So is McConaughey,
but
right?
But he's always been weird.
But so, right, that's what I'm saying. But they're getting stranger in my mind. So McConaughey, I saw him doing an interview the other day, and just the way he phrases things and stuff, it seems kind of insane. All right, so this is not McConaughey. This is Anne Hathaway talking to Jimmy Kimmel during her impression of Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Give me a topic.
I can't think of any topics. Okay.
This football. Is what happens. Football. Oh, yeah. Football. Football. I like it. I like the St. Tennessee Titans. I like the Patriots. God bless America. Before a game, sit down, play a little ball, maybe break a sweat first, have the kids, children, family, intentions. With the football, passing it down the line, it's a great game, great game, great invitation to the world.
I feel like I'm in the backseat of a Lincoln right now.
Yes, good. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I saw him talking to Scott Van Pelt, and they were asking something about a coach and this and that, and he's like, well, the man, you know, then he's just like, but his mind is this, and I was just like, is it? Like, what the hell? What are you doing?
Jim Carrey did the best one a few years back on when he was hosting SNL, and he parodied those commercials like, I got a tiny booger between my finger and my thumb. Just twirl it.
I think he's driving around doing that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I like McConaughey. He's definitely strange.
He's straight. I think that's why I like him. I think it's one of those things like early in your career, whether it's Bridges who came from Hollywood royalty or Matthew McConaughey, early in your career, Johnny Depp did the same thing. You're a little more contrite with your answers because you're still trying to make it. And then at some point, they say, look, hey, dude, you're an A-lister, right? You got nothing to worry about unless you do something stupid, but you're fine. And then at that point, you can just be yourself, right? Because Johnny Depp, you kind of go, I don't know what planet he even thinks he lives on.
Well, McConaughey,
same way. I mean, you talk to him now. Who's the guy? I used to be on Cheers, Ball Knock, I cannot think of his name. Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing. It's like, look, I've been around forever. I'm just going to go ahead and be me.
Do you realize that McConaughey got busted playing bongos naked?
Naked, yeah.
Many years ago, smoking weed. He was stoned and, you know, whatever.
And no one was shocked.
So his neighbor called the cops on him because he either smelled weed or the bongos were going off, whatever. So the cops come. I don't know if he was arrested or not. But the story went out that McConaughey's, you know, stoned on his property, in his house, you know, playing the bongos naked. So McConaughey goes through his crap, and after that he's like, you know what,
F you. I'm going to buy a big parcel of land. I'm going to get a Winnebago, and I'm going to park in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to live there for a year. And I'm going to play bongos naked all day long. And no one's going to bitch because I'm going to have no neighbors. And that MF-er went out and bought a Winnebago and seriously lived out in the middle of nowhere.
He towed a stream, the silver like streamliner, the old school ones. He towed it across the country to promote his own movie when he was doing Sahara.
Oh, man.
And nobody went to see it anyway.
Yeah. I don't know
that
it was that good.
Well, not that one.
This news, I'm sure, has Miles excited. Bob Costas officially parts ways with NBC.
Yeah, but he's Major League Baseball still, so it's going to be the same Bob. I can't believe they got a designated hitter.
Yeah, basically, here's
the deal. What kind of league is this?
Bob's been with NBC, Bob Costas here, since 1979.
Damn.
All right, that's a long time. It's a long time.
40.
What's that, 40 years? 40. Yeah, it's like 40 years, man.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
He still had some, a couple years left on his deal. But basically, last year, they finally left him off the Super Bowl coverage because he just kind of talked about head injuries and what did he say?
About the wrong thing, Bob.
He said the reality of this game is that this game is destroying people's brains. So then at that point, he got left off the Super Bowl coverage last year. So people kind of figured, like, all right, they're probably done with Costas. And you know what? To be honest with you, I still like Bob Costas, but yeah, it might be just time for a change.
Bob Costas also, it was the ringmaster of the Olympics. And one of the reasons they kept him on, because NBC always, and now that the Olympics, they don't look at it the same way. Like, nothing's live. It's all tape delay.
Right.
There's no reason for him to be the ringmaster anymore because it's not the same. It's like they've given up. So, you know, that was one of his big gigs.
See you, Bob.
I still can't get over sometimes, man, like, I forget why it was a couple weeks ago. We were just sitting there watching the game, and it goes to, like, halftime. I'm just like, can they get more damn guys on this set?
Oh, is it just Costas, right?
Well, no. I'm saying, like, some of this, like, when you watch Sunday Night Football, right, like, they have Harrison, Tony Dungy.
Randy Moss, maybe.
Right? There's already three guys in the studio.
Right.
And then you go to where the game's being called, but first we had to step in, talk to Costas first, who wasn't, like, it just amazes me. You watch the Fox set, and they added, who they add? Greg Olsen for the playoffs. And it's like, literally, there's like six or seven guys.
Pretty soon, the camera's going to have to pull so far back just to see everyone there. You know, it looks like the Last Supper when you watch the Fox pregame now. Like, who the hell are all these people? All saying kind of the same thing.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, how many different ways can you say, you know, you got to mix up the defense there once in a while, San Diego?
You know, like, let's hear from this guy. Let's hear the same thing from this guy.
Right. It's pretty amazing. But either way, Costas has been there forever, and Miles is right. He'll still be doing stuff on Major League Baseball. All right, let's see. Jimmy Fallon's always got some thank you notes, so here you go.
Thank you. Christmas trees on the curb for looking like you're still recovering from going too hard on New Year's Eve. It's like... Thank you. Potluck dinners for being a great way to trick your friends into catering a party for you. It's like, hey, what's the deal? You invite me?
Yeah, come on, busy food. Come on over, man.
I got a menu for you.
Just bring whatever you want to eat or drink, and we'll have a good time.
We're going to take off me. We'll be gone. We'll be gone, but you have a blast. Thank you, Sears, for reaching a last-minute deal to stay in business. I think I speak for everyone when I say, wait, you were still in business?
Yeah, I love...
What? Great. I always love Sears.
Robot.
Thank you, music festival lineups, for basically being eye exams for hipsters.
That's funny.
Thank you, flu shots, for being the only time I'm like, you work at CVS? Sure, I'll trust you to stick a needle in my body.
Guys, those are my thank you notes. It is funny. Like, I go to a decent amount of festivals. It's how big your letters are or where you are. I mean, that's right.
Where am I going to show up on the poster?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a big deal, right? It's also like, I think it's a big deal for the bands. You want to be higher up there, the bigger bulk.
Sure.
Or a bigger font. But also, I will say, as somebody that goes to festivals, it is kind of hipster cool to be like, oh, look at this band in the tiny font. I actually know them. I saw them once at a small club.
Now they're in the big font.
You probably couldn't get in there.
It's back when people were cool.
Yeah, so back when we cared about things, when the music mattered, man.
You know, they were broke, smelled bad.
Yeah. Jimmy was there. That's how I saw the tattoo on Jimmy's girl.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog.
Have we been missing him?
Oh, who doesn't?
Well, good news. He's back. Him and his wife, Beth, they're going to start shooting a new series. I guess it's kind of interesting because she's been battling throat cancer. She's got stage 2 cancer. So she's been battling that. But I guess, you know, they've done some surgeries or whatever. But anyhow, it's going to be called Dogs Most Wanted, and it'll air on WGN.
I've heard of it. What the hell? Is that a super station or
something?
So
WGN
in Chicago.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Chicago,
all
right. It's like one of the, I want to say, like, that was like the original one, right? That's why there was like generations of people like me that like the Cubs.
Right, exactly. Okay,
but I would say, GN. When I think of super stations, I'm still going to go, what's it, TBS or TNT?
Yeah. TBS, yeah.
Well, TNT probably because of basketball.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, to me, like, TBS was the first, like, big one.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I take that back. WGN was, mm-hmm. but it seemed like TBS kind of bumped them out of the way, and then the Braves kind of became that national team, because, frankly, you saw them all the time.
All the time.
So, anyhow, it's going to air on WGN, which, of course, Dog says, quote, crime in America is skyrocketing. Criminals are finding it easier to avoid the system. With more and more dangerous criminals running the streets, the time couldn't be better for the world's greatest network to bring back the world's greatest bounty hunter.
Oh, boy.
Fugitives beware.
Boba Fett?
You should have been there for the press conference. You Boba Fett?
He just walks out and doesn't say anything. He's like, ooh, cool, Boba Fett.
I just like,
hey, dude, if I'm downtown, man, and Boba Fett's walking around, I'm like, oh, man, mind your manners there, Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm. They need to go to the conventions.
I'll kill you.
I just look, I get it. He got a job with them. And WGN's a big network. I just.
The greatest ever. What are you going to say that when they hire your ass?
The world's greatest network. Dumbest thing.
Okay.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
What happened? Here we go. Did you just tell us all wrong info?
No. But is that just what WGN stands for?
World's greatest network?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, WGN's also a radio station, right?
The world's greatest network. That might be it.
I don't think I was laughing at Dog.
Yeah. Dog and Beth.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Ohio teen heroically calls 911 on her dad after he takes away her phone. Meanwhile, a wrong email sends man on a skiing bachelor party with people he doesn't know. A long, long way from home. Michigan restaurant chain unfortunately has to pick a new name for their famous crack fries. A KFC worker at drive-thru beats customer with a bag as the extra crispy chicken flies. And a Nevada teacher is charged with kidnapping a 14-year-old boy. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my
call. All right, top story. We go to Ohio, where 911 got a call from a teenager that wanted to have her father charged with theft. When the officers arrived at the home, they found that she was talking about her phone that he had taken as punishment.
She's an idiot.
The officers informed her that the phone was a privilege and not a property rights issue before they left without an incident.
Yeah.
16 years old, she says, my father has stolen the $800 phone that is not his property. I'm actually wondering if she truly did buy the phone.
I mean, she bought the phone. Maybe he got something. But you can also move out.
Exactly. Later. Anyway. In other news, a man went through the KFC drive-thru earlier this week and got into an altercation with the woman preparing his food, which was always a good idea. He was complaining about her not wearing a hairnet or gloves while getting his food. The argument heated up enough to where the worker threw the bag of biscuits at the man, striking him in the face.
Oh, you got biscuit hit.
She was arrested for battery, and you will never guess where that story came from.
Florida.
Nah, good guess.
Would it be battery or battering, you know, when it's a biscuit?
Ooh, that's not bad. Beer battery.
You got buttered.
It's always been a cardinal rule. Don't mess with the people that are handling your food.
I mean, he wasn't wrong, but you might want to wait to say something.
Sure,
especially in fast food, they don't get paid enough to care.
Is it that unsanitary?
It's not the worst thing.
Plus, right?
You have no idea what else is going on.
Oh, man. It has happened again, gents.
Man versus beast.
Just for you, Miles.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Mark. I thought that was for Mike, the Harambe.
Give the people what they want.
The monkey.
Yeah.
Down with the sickness.
Don't you have a gun sound after that? This story takes us to lovely Florida, where a pair of hawks roosted in a nearby tree near a hotel parking lot have sent more than a dozen people to the hospital after attacking them walking by.
Are these Mike Hawks? Are you related?
That's right. They are my kin. They don't know why they're attacking people, as there's no eggs in the nest. They're just freaking flying out of the nest and coming after people.
Crazy. I don't like people.
My guess is that they are preparing to have an egg. They're expecting.
Oh, parents. That could be.
All right.
It's not a bad
theory.
Shows how much I know about hawks, mm-hmm. though. Other than the fact that, you know, they're birds of prey. Maybe just stay away from the hawks.
That would be my first inclination. Oh, they keep attacking people? Okay, don't go there.
Yes. A man from Arizona is on his way to a bachelor party in Vermont after he got an invite due to a typo. He originally accepted the RSVP as a joke and explained the issue, but the party doubled down and said that he better show up. So he packed a bag and made his way out to the party. Basically,
he set up a GoFundMe. So.
He did. He has the same name as the guy that's actually invited to the party, but there's some typo in the email address, so he got it instead. He happens to have the same name.
A dot between the name or the first
right.
and last name.
And it was a bachelor party, right?
Yeah.
So
he's like, I want to go skiing in Vermont. They're like, come on up.
Yeah, why not?
And he pulled all of his Facebook friends. They said, do it. His wife said, yeah, I'll take care of the kid. Head off. Go have fun. And he posted on Facebook the entire time there just to show everybody that, no, I'm not being killed out here. Everything's all fine.
Then they killed him.
Plus, I mean, half the time if you go on a bachelor party, there's going to be dudes there you don't know anyhow.
You're not going to the wedding and messing with the wife and their family deal.
No.
This is a bachelor party. Guys are guys. It's cool.
Right.
Come on.
Go blow it out, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Go have fun. Let's go to the other side. We've all heard of the Bridezilla stories, and we've got another one for you right here. A woman is planning on ensuring that her bridesmaids do not clash with their chartreuse theme by making them all wear brown contacts to hide their blue eyes.
What shade of color is chartreuse?
My guess is some kind of a brown.
I have absolutely no idea.
Robin, do you have any insight onto the color of chartreuse?
Chartreuse? What is that?
It's a meat plate.
It's a meat plate?
Close. It's essentially like a purple, reddish purple.
Sounds like an insulting thing, like you're being so chartreuse.
Chartreuse. Come on, man. Don't be so chartreuse.
I guess you're being obtuse.
And what's
right?
the meat again? It's called a
charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Let me get one of them chartreuse plates.
Charcuterie. Charcuse.
Charcuterie.
So basically what we're finding out is if anybody asked anybody in this room, go grab a chartreuse thing, we
Give
have
me the
no
meat plate.
Freaking
you're
idea
out of luck.
Do.
Yeah, exactly.
Miles goes back with prosciutto.
I didn't know.
Miles thought the Lady Gaga's meat dress was
I
the chartreuse.
I may have lied. It's a greenish yellow.
Yellow.
Okay. I'm drunk. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Blue goes better with that.
If so you have
boogers or chartreuse?
Boogers and baby
yes.
turds.
There you go. Let's go to Kentucky where the school systems finally seem to be listening to the people. We've seen the memes all over the internet that there needs to be classes in schools that teach some of the basics of actual adulthood. Well, they've listened and they're bringing in a quote adulting class.
Oh, for God's sake!
You may not like the name, but it's a class that teaches students how to change a tire, cook, do their taxes,
okay.
and other basic responsibilities that people face when they bridge into adulthood. That is what we've been saying for years.
I agree. Look, man, it's real. I would also add to that economics and critical thinking.
Absolutely.
Listen, because you would do away with a lot of the nonsense we have to listen to now.
Right. Why in the world are we shoving trigonometry down people's throats?
My name is Trigonometry Johansson. I am a defensive end.
And not teaching them things that we actually, like,
use
in everyday life. I loved taking algebra. I haven't used it a day since leaving high school.
Algebra.
Other than to go through algebra classes in college. Now, there are people that will use it, and I admit that, and have at it. You need that information.
Yeah, they're called geeks.
Right. I don't need it. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for a turn of Who Sucks Less. The Word is back. Profile this, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.